Hey guys, it's Lorianne
and Joanna,
and we're here today to discuss the Second Amendment and its history. The Second Amendment is one of the 10 amendments that establishes the Bill of Rights, passed by Congress on September 25th, 1789, and ratified December 15th, 1791. The different interpretations of the amendment varies. It's often referred to as the right to bear arms. The actual text states, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The creation of this amendment originated during the Revolutionary War era, where groups of men who banded together, referred to as a militia, protected their towns, communities, colonies, and eventually their state once the U.S. declared its independence from Great Britain. So, the people in America at the time believed governments used soldiers to oppress the people, opposed to protecting them. They thought the federal government should only be allowed to raise armies when facing foreign adversaries. Essentially, they believed they should turn to part-time militias or ordinary civilians using their own weapons. What is your take on that?
I totally agree with that statement, that military should only be used for foreign actions and that civilians should be able to protect themselves.
Well, however, militias had proved insufficient against the British. At the Constitution Convention, they decided to give the new federal government the power to establish a standing army even when the country was in peacetime. However, the Anti-Federalists argued that federal army deprived states of their own ability to defend and protect themselves against oppression. The Anti-Federalists feared that Congress would abuse its constitutional power of organizing, arming, and disciplining the militia by not keeping the militiamen equipped with adequate arms. So, after the U.S. Constitution was officially ratified, James Madison proposed a Second Amendment as a way to give power to these state militias. It establishes a principle that the government did not have the authority to disarm citizens. So this was in favor, essentially, of the Anti-Federalists. Since its ratification, America has debated the meaning of the Second Amendment, with valid arguments being made on both sides. The key point of the debate is whether the amendment protects the right of private individuals to keep and bear arms, or whether it instead protects a right that should be exercised only through formal militia units. Before I discuss both sides, what argument do you favor?
I think that citizens should have a way to defend themselves under tight requirements. For example, recently, there was a law that was finally put in action, which I will explain more in detail later, but it deals with the requirements to obtaining a gun.
Well, those who argue it is a right to form militia units believe the right to bear arms should be given only to organized groups, like the National Guard, which is a reserve military force that replaced the state militias following the Civil War. On the other side are those who believe the Second Amendment gives all citizens the right to own guns in order to protect themselves. The National Rifle Association, also known as the NRA, founded in 1871, have pursued a serious campaign against gun control measures at the local, state, and federal levels. For those who support stricter gun control, argue that limits are necessary on gun ownerships for those who can own them, where they can be carried, and what types of guns should be available for purchase.
I think those who are able to obtain a gun should definitely be 21 or older. Why? Well, we see many minors and teenagers today committing extreme massacres in schools, some of the few examples being the Sandy Hook shooting and the Parkland shooting in Florida. I also feel that gun owners should be not allowed to carry or use these guns freely in open areas. It is odd and draws attention and makes people uncomfortable, but gun activists do argue that this is due to the stigma that is shown to us as children that guns are dangerous. The type of guns that can be purchased is another controversy. Americans aren't allowed to drink until 21, but can purchase an AR-15, which is a military-styled gun. Correct me if I'm wrong. Gun activists argue that waiting for a shooter to turn 21 doesn't make a difference to their ideals and impulses. However, I feel that the red flag law recently passed helps counter-argue that argument. The red flag law is the law I mentioned earlier, and it deals with the temporarily removing guns from the possession of a person who is in danger to themselves or other or others mentally or not.
I actually agree with that. That's cool. The debate on gun control has changed dramatically, and this is partially due to the actions of the Supreme Court, which shifted from its past stance on the Second Amendment with its verdicts in two major cases, one being the District of Columbia versus Heller in 2008 and McDonald versus Chicago in 2010. For a long time, the federal judiciary held the opinion that the Second Amendment did not fall under the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment, which would thereby apply its limitations to the state governments. For example, in the 1886 case Presser versus Illinois, the court held that the Second Amendment applied only to the federal government and did not prohibit state governments from regulating individual ownerships, or use of guns. But in a 5-4 decision in District of Columbia versus Heller, which negated a federal law barring nearly all civilians from owning guns in the District of Columbia, the Supreme Court extended Second Amendment protection to individuals in federal enclaves. Justice Antonin Scalia wrote the majority decision in that case that lent the court's weight to the idea that the Second Amendment protects the rights of individual private gun ownership for self-defense purposes. 2 years later, in McDonald v. Chicago, the Supreme Court handled a similar citywide handgun ban that was also a 5-4 decision, ruling the Second Amendment applies to the states as well as the federal government. Justice Samuel Alito wrote, and I quote, "Self-defense is a basic right recognized by many legal systems from ancient times to present day. And in Heller, we need that individual self-defense. It's the central component of the Second Amendment." The Supreme Court's ruling in the Heller and McDonald's case left open many important issues in the gun control debate. In the Heller decision, the court suggested a list of presumptively lawful regulations, including bans on ownerships of firearms by the mentally ill and felons, bans on carrying arms in schools and government buildings, restriction on gun sales, bans on the concealed carrying of weapons, and generally bans on weapons is not typically possessed by law-abiding citizen useful purposes. So, Joanna, after this history lesson, what are the controversial gun control issues today that we have?
The most common gun issue today are definitely mass shootings. Actually, one of the most recent examples is the synagogue massacre, leaving 11 people dead in Pittsburgh. Our president actually responded by stating that these such acts could have been prohibited by armed security, and it had little to do with gun laws. Before the shooting, some of the areas with gun laws have been solved. For example, the Parkland shooting led to businesses to no longer sell to customers younger than 21. The Las Vegas shooting led to debates on tighter background checks, and eventually, the red flag law. In today's debates, these controversies is moving from gun laws to armed security and public protection. As you can see, the Second Amendment has a long and interesting history that still occurs to this day. But hopefully we can come to an end, and that's a wrap. Thanks for today.
Thank you, guys.